Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, December 21st. Today is the first full day of winter. We have the solstice today at about 10:30 this morning. So this will be the shortest day of the year. And now after today, the days will start getting longer again. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were March corn up a half cent, March wheat up a penny, and March beans down a penny and three quarters. Currently, we've got the dollar up 12 ticks, crude oil down 34 a barrel. Metals just a little bit lower here this morning. We had a little bit of a bounce at 7:30 when the exports were announced. Exports were really good all the way around. 7.96 on the wheat, that's the biggest number we've seen in a while. 1.7 million metric tons on the beans and 1.56 on the corn. So despite some ideas that maybe the demand was backing off, it seems fairly stout out here. Corn demand, I think, was a little bit of a surprise, well over the industry guesses. So hopefully we can see a little bit of a rally here with the funds maybe running for cover a little bit here. We have a lot of resistance in March corn at 350. We got up to that last night. If we could close over 350 today, and anytime we can close over 355, I think that would be a very positive sign for this market. So, you know, long term, I'm a little bit friendly to this corn market. I think we've got some problems in South America, particularly Argentina, and in Brazil that could boost some prices here, even though we've got some big carryouts. Again, the funds are short over 200,000 contracts, so I think that's a plus for the corn market. The wheat, we continue to see the dry weather in the plains. Going to get some cold temperatures in the next week. I don't see that as helping this crop at all. In fact, I think it's going to help deteriorate it a little bit. It's way too early to count out a wheat crop, but certainly not off to a great start. We've got a little bit of demand building in the market here. Funds are short 175,000 contracts or more of wheat. So I still think the wheat market's got some upside potential here. Bean market, I think the beans are going to continue to kind of lag behind the corn as the corn-bean ratio tries to adjust itself. I think the funds are now short beans. They might get a little bit shorter in here. They're still very short the corn, so I think if the corn-bean ratio does lag here, I think it's going to be a matter of the corn moving higher and not necessarily the beans moving too much lower out here. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.